KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 4 degrees above zero with a wind chill of 11 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. There is a wind chill advisory currently in effect for Cass and area counties until 6 o'clock this evening. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with temperatures slowly falling to around 0 degrees. We look for a daytime high early of 10 and winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill value around 25 degrees below zero. In the news this hour, three legislative coffees have been scheduled in Cass County for the 2019 session. The events are being presented by the Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise, or PRIDE, Economic Development Organization. The public is welcome to attend the first meeting set for 1 p.m. February 9th at the Cumberland Fire Station at 2nd and Main Street in Cumberland. The other two coffees will take place on Saturday, March the 9th from 1 until 2 p.m. at the Marnie Community Center, and on Saturday, April 13th from 1 until 2 p.m. at the Lewis Activity Center. Clark Gerlach, vice president of PRIDE, said the greatest thing about these coffees is our ability to talk with our elected leaders like they are our friends and neighbors, because they are. Cass County legislators, he said, have appreciated for years the tremendous turnout from citizens in our area. Senator Tom Shipley and Representative Tom Moore come to the towns to discuss their views, and with the participation in the coffees, they know what matters to us for our children, schools, employment, and business opportunities, as well as population decline, water quality, community development, and other important issues. Gerlach says helping our legislators understand what's going on in our area is important, so please bring your thoughts and join us for those coffees. PRIDE, by the way, is the economic development organization focusing on family-friendly communities, businesses, and citizens for Southwest Iowa. The Iowa State Patrol yesterday afternoon released the name of a woman who died in the crash. It happened around 7:45 a.m. Monday on Interstate 80 between Avoca and Walnut. Authorities say a backseat passenger in a 2006 Hyundai Sonata, 50-year-old Antonita Altamirano Serrano, Bountiful, Utah, died in the crash. The driver of the car, 38-year-old Melvin Rigoberto Diaz Portillo, and his front seat passenger, 46-year-old Reina Leva de Lucero, both of Gaithersburg, Maryland, were injured and transported by Walnut Rescue to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. The accident happened on a 2009 Peterbilt semi driven by 59-year-old Jeffrey Thomas of Silver City. Rear-ended the car as the Hyundai was traveling slowly for reasons unknown in the right lane of the interstate. Following the collision, the car came to rest in the south ditch. Thomas was not injured in that crash. The accident remains under investigation. Walnut Fire and Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, Iowa DOT Motor Vehicle Enforcement assisted the patrol at the crash scene. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports four people were hurt during separate crashes over the weekend. The first took place at around 4:20 p.m. Saturday on Henry Wallace Road near the intersection with 300th Street. Authorities say a 2014 Ford Escape driven by 23-year-old Brooke Zolman of Orient was traveling northbound. She had slowed and signaled to turn right onto 300th Street. A passenger in her SUV noticed that the vehicle behind them wasn't slowing down. Zolman attempted to rapidly accelerate into the turn to avoid being struck by the 2001 Ford pickup behind her, but her vehicle was struck from behind. The impact caused the car to be forced into the northeast ditch before it rolled over and came to rest on its wheels. The pickup driven by 26-year-old Wyatt Town of Clive stopped on the road. Town told deputies he was looking through his wallet and didn't see the SUV slowing down and attempting to turn. Solomon complained of pain and was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston, along with a female passenger in her vehicle, and a Town was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Greenfield. He was subsequently cited for following too close. Both vehicles were totaled in the crash with damages amounting to $25,000. The second accident in Adair County happened around 10:55 p.m. Saturday. A 2009 Nissan Altima driven by 57-year-old Jeffrey Newton of Greenfield was traveling south on Highway 25 near the intersection with 150th Street when the car went out of control. The vehicle entered the west ditch, struck a pile of rock and snow, and flipped end over end before going airborne. The car finally came to rest in the west ditch. Newton was removed from the wreckage by mechanical means and transported by Mercy Air to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Deputies say he had an odor of alcohol on his breath, along with bloodshot, watery eyes. Newton admitted to consuming alcohol prior to getting behind the wheel. He said that he'd had too much. Blood was taken from him to determine the level of intoxication. Charges are pending the results of the lab results from Newton, from Ankeny, and Newton's car was totaled in the crash. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday released details on two arrests that took place earlier this month. On Thursday, January 17th, police arrested 36-year-old Samuel Farley of Oneida on a charge of possession of controlled substance. He was booked into the Cass County Jail. And on January 18th, Atlantic Police arrested 57-year-old Donald Gutschenreiter of Atlantic for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also booked into the Cass County Jail. In an update to our earlier reports, police in Council Bluffs Monday said a man found dead inside of an apartment at 35 North 1st Street last Thursday has been identified as 38-year-old Adam Angroth of Council Bluffs. Officers were sent to his home to conduct a welfare check after he'd not been heard from for several days. Detectives are investigating his death as a homicide. An autopsy confirmed evidence of foul play, but for investigative reasons, the manner of Angroth's death was being withheld at this time. Anyone with information regarding the incident is encouraged to call detectives at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-STOP if you wish to remain anonymous. Police in Glenwood report the arrest on Monday of 33-year-old Trell Peterson. A Glenwood man was arrested for interference with official acts with bond set at $300, cash or surety. He was also arrested on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear with bond set at $2,000, cash or surety. And on Sunday, 39-year-old Kelly Liddick of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Liddick posted a $1,000 bond. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.